And hello, welcome to your home group. I'm Greg Stevens. We are back. We had a week off last week, and I don't know if you, I know you did. You watched Victorython.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was a great week. And so I want to say at the top of this, on behalf of the Copelands, the Pearsons, Brother Jesse, and everybody that was involved, we were all involved with it. We want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to our partners. And we hear testimonies.
Amen.
One right after the other of what God's been doing in your life because of being part of Victory Channel. And so, thank you. It was a great week.
Yes, it was.
You guys, you fully recovered. You're good.
Yes, everything's
good.
Yes, yes,
what a
it
week.
It took a day.
That was great. So we weren't with you on home group, but we are back tonight. And here's how this works. We have a topic that you chose. Tonight's topic is something you chose. I have an iPad right here in my hand, and I will get live questions coming into me from you. If you're on Facebook, all you got to do is type it in. If you are watching another way, ask homegroup at govictory.com. If you want to text it or email it, it's askhomegroup at govictory.com. Or the phone number is right there, right here on the bottom of the screen. It is 682-302-1301. Boy, he said that fast. 682-302-1301. You can text your questions in, and we'll get to as many of them as we can. Really, the program is just a Bible study in the spirit of faith that you are part of it. Now, tonight's topic is one that you suggested before we went to Victorython. And you asked specifically about vaping and addictions and peer pressure. This is one of the other requested topics from you, our viewers, to talk about. And we're going to talk about that right now in the spirit of faith. So vaping, what is it? A modern term for using e-cigarettes relies on electricity rather than combustion. Instead of burning tobacco and other materials to create smoke, e-cigarettes have a battery in them that heats liquid into vapor. So one person asked about this. Is it a sin? Will that send you to hell? What does the Bible say about it? Does God say consuming nicotine is a sin? Well, let me just help you. No. But the Bible does say a lot about self-control and talks about being good stewards of what God has given us and emphasizes loving God and our neighbors. And it mentions honoring our governing authorities. It also talks about addiction. We found out that one, it's a brand, it's called Juul e-cigarettes, has the nicotine, one, has the nicotine of two traditional packs of cigarette.
Right.
It's very highly addictive. Mm-hmm. So we're going to discuss this because it was one of the questions you had, plus addiction, peer pressure. If you've had issues with that or you know somebody that does, please call them, get them on the line, and we'll go with it. Okay, next to me, my beautiful wife, Michelle, and next to her is Cynthia. Welcome back, Cynthia. Beautiful Cynthia.
Beautiful Cynthia.
I'll include that as well.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to get the question. Let's go ahead and get it. What's the hair today? And the nails and...
Oh, the hair it has, it's black and red. It's
red
energy.
And the nails, you got
And then the nails, okay, so the nails like... They go teal to purple, or I don't know what they look like to
I
you
call
guys.
It June bug.
It's something.
Okay. Dr. Heather Canino is with us. Now, what is your special? Because it fits right with this tonight.
Okay. So I'm a board certified naturopathic doctor, enzyme specialist, and certified life and health coach.
So you should know something about things being just healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. And then Jim Talbot is back with us, or we learned his name is... So welcome. Welcome to the deal. Once again, let me remind you how you can get your questions to us. 682-302. That's funny. Is it chilly? 682-302.
You got to say it right.
1301. All right. I don't know how you'll have to teach me how to say it later. So what do you think? Vaping, addictions. You work in a school.
I do.
High school, middle school.
It is rampant.
Is it?
In yes. any school. I work in a private Christian school. And
it's rampant there. It's
rampant everywhere. So it doesn't matter where they go to school. And something I've learned is that is the target age of most marketing industry
right.
is
right.
that teenage, really they target teenage boys.
So now, I read some research about this, studying for this. And they're like, I don't have one. I've never.
A USB.
They're like a USB. Mm-hmm. They're like a small.
Because I had looked that up. And it's easily hidden. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a USB. So it caters to them. Because it looks like regular USB. You can hide it because it's all kind of flavors.
And there's like and not a smell like smoking no, in the boys' right. room in our, yeah. in our day.
Right, back in the day.
in the boys' room.
The boys' room. When we had the wooden bath. But yeah, and so it's more socially acceptable. But like you said in the beginning, it's got more nicotine than two packs of cigarettes. So how is this working to help you?
Right. I think it just mimics it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's the next epidemic. It was cigarettes, and now we've gone to vaping.
Doctor, it's dangerous, right?
It is dangerous. Yeah. And they don't have enough studies. When my daughter started, I said, I don't know that I like this.
Your daughter does?
My daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't want to. She says, Mom, I don't understand. It is so addicting. And she said, at first I just was doing the flavors, and then she got into the nicotine.
Okay, now... You know, the marketing on this is that it's safer and will help you get off of smoking cigarettes.
I know. And there's such a controversy about it. But now where we're headed with the marijuana that they can use to put in it and stuff, mm-hmm. it changes it at the chemicals that do it. Like, for instance, there's vitamin E in the marijuana. Well, vitamin E for you is very good. But when you change it to be able to be like in an aerosol, it changes that chemical compound. Mm-hmm. And so when you're inhaling it, it's inhaling things that aren't good for you. Mm-hmm. So even though before that chemical compound, when it's heating that up, it creates something that's not good. It's arsenic and it's...
Arsenic?
Wow.
There's arsenic in it?
Wow. It's the chemical... It's when you heat that, it's that heating it up in exchange.
Okay.
That creates different, it just changes the compound of it.
Okay.
So you're creating multiple. That's just one of them that we know of.
I wonder.
And it's slowly coming out, everything that is in it. So
the cool factor. Now, you were an athlete. I was an athlete. You want to be cool. Do you ever get peer pressure in your day to fit in and be cool?
Well, for me, I was a little man in a big man's game.
for those of you who don't know, he played football professionally.
I was middle linebacker. And so I was always trying to get an edge. So I didn't do a lot of vices back, you know, when I was growing up. I mean, when I got out of school, because we all have flesh and I wasn't saved, so I did everything you can think of. But I never really had a desire for a lot of those kind of things, especially when I was in high school, because I was very disciplined as an athlete, and I always focused, you know, didn't drink, didn't smoke until I got, you know, well into college, and then saw a lot of guys doing stuff like that, and I did it. But I've always had this thing that I could stop anything I wanted to. My father kind of set that example.
How do you do? Were you able to?
I was able to.
How did you do it?
Tell you a story. When I went to Canada, quit playing ball and had businesses, I found myself smoking 2.5 packs a day.
My goodness.
Okay.
And my manager, because I started out of ball into insurance business, and my manager, I decided one day, well, he made me a bet. I told him, I said, you know, I have willpower. I can stop anytime I want to. He made me a bet. He says, I bet you that you cannot stop for 2 weeks smoking. I was smoking 2.5 packs a day. And I said, you're on. And that was the principle of it, because it was just a dollar bet. However,
so it was a competition.
It's competition.
That's what fires
that,
you.
That fired me up. And I did. I stopped for 2.5 weeks, didn't touch a cigarette. The thing about it is, every day I'd come in the office, he'd blow smoke in my face.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, he was trying to get me to lose that
right.
bet. But I didn't. But the day that I got the dollar, I got a cigarette from him. And I started smoking again. This time, I really had the habit. I could almost not stop. First time, I could stop, no problem. But this time, I don't know, it just kind of got into me, and I was an addictive smoker. And so I realized one day, I was in the office, ran out of cigarettes, and I found myself looking in ashtrays, trying to find cigarette butts so I could get a cigarette. that's when I realized I better quit now. If I don't quit now, then I probably never would quit. This is back, you know, 72, 73, 74, back in that thing. And I never touched a cigarette since. And the thing about it is, an ex-cigarette smoker is the worst kind of person, because I can't stand cigarette smoke. I mean, if I'm around it, I'm, you know, it's just uncomfortable, what have you. But
see, I never started it.
Which is good.
I flirted with it once, but my mother worked in, well, she did autopsies all the time. She's in the pathology.
Yeah.
And so it was a different age and a different day. And I went to work with her a few times in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
And she took me in one time. Yeah, I know, right? She took me in one time and she goes, Greg, come see this. I want you to see this and I want you to learn from this. Mm. She said, look at this man's lungs.
Bad,
and she goes, this is tuberculosis. This man died from emphysema. That's what she said. This is emphysema. This man died from smoking all of his life. And I don't know, just the look, the smell, the whole shock me thing. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Realized right then. You know. And mom, I know she's probably watching tonight. Thank you. I'm not scared me straight.
Yeah.
I'm not traumatized by it, but I remember... I remember that your questions and your comments are coming in, and some of you are warning us that vaping actually did help you get rid of a cigarette. We're not coming against anything, but I do want you to know this. The Bible does tell us that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you,
exactly,
which you have from God? You are not your own.
That's right.
And so I don't want to be addicted to anything.
Yeah, it could be food. It could be anything.
Because there are.
They are.
And I'm not singling out this. Mm-hmm. This was the topic that came in. But we're talking about being addicted to anything, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Pornography, food.
Anything. And anything. It goes back to the same thing.
What is that addictive thing? What is that?
It's going back and having God help you get over that addiction. Because it could be anything. It could be food. It could be alcohol. It could be, like you said, pornography. That is a spirit. It's an addiction.
Really?
Spirit.
Okay, well, let's take a break here. And I want to play you a clip from Brother Copeland. Clip one, guys, where he talks about how he broke the addiction in his own life concerning cigarettes. We are taking your questions and comments, and I see them coming in. And I want you to continue to send them 682-302-1301. For text, if you're on Facebook, just go ahead and type it in right there, because I want to take more of your questions and your thoughts when we come right back. Brother Kenneth Copeland, how he overcame it. Watch this.
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Most people do not recognize lust unless it has to do with sex. Lust is pressure. It comes especially if something has been forbidden you. Something that you crave, you're addicted to something. And he taught me how. You don't just start in begging. Now, I tried that. Whoa, you kidding? I threw more cigarettes away than I smoked. And then I go back and hunt them. I was so broke, I couldn't buy anymore. And go out there in the weeds, man, on this cigarette. And it turned my heart up. What was happening? My flesh lusting pressure on my spirit. Galatians chapter 5. The devil is behind the tobacco. But that's just a flesh addiction. He's behind alcohol. Particularly people addicted to it. But now the Lord showed me this. And I'll show you what he told me to do. I sat down . This is the process that the Lord taught me over time. You can break any addiction, but you can't do it without the Word of God. Because the Word is what'll break it. The Word will separate you from unnecessary stuff. The Word will separate you from sin. It'll separate you from the weights that so easily beset us. Amen. Take whatever it is. This could represent tobacco. This could represent drugs. This could represent pornography on your computer. Anything you don't have any business with. Amen. Anything that your flesh is craving, the desire, that's a lust. Just take communion, read those Holy Spirit scriptures and say, just the opposite. He is mine. He's my gift. He's already living on the inside of me. And now he just needs to come on me for service. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and talk. But don't speak English.
Wow, that is a great word from Brother yes. Copeland. We are sitting here discussing that and your questions and comments. Greg Stevens, your home group. And you chose the question tonight. So don't get mad at me. You chose the question. We're trying to honor that because we want to minister to you in the yes. spirit of faith Amen. Concerning yeah. real life topics. Right. Brought some people in that know a little bit about this. We're talking about addiction. The initial question was about e-cigarettes and really because they see their children with it. Wait, what is this? Yeah. And I'm talking to children now. Mm-hmm. I'm not
adults.
16, yes. 15, 14.
Yes.
Yeah. Even
in grade school.
Even.
So that's the topic. That's what you ask about. And here's the deal. I want to know if you would like to hear a topic or have us discuss something in the spirit of faith, open the scripture, see what it says about it. Let us know. Would you do that? Because you can, using the same text number, using the same address, it's right there on the bottom of the screen. You can let us know, hey, in the future, I'd like to have a discussion about this, okay? And I know that some of you watch us with a group in your home. Welcome. We welcome you to the discussion. Okay, here's several of these that someone wrote in. This is a text that came in. Please, please do not get into the misinformation and media propaganda. See, I read them all. I quit smoking after 20 plus years using vape, and says this is 95% less harmful than cigarettes. Good.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But make mm-hmm. sure.
But if you've replaced it with a nicotine one, you're still getting
you're
the nicotine.
You're still getting the nicotine. Right. And you have to get a good source.
So is nicotine, it's bad. It's addictive?
It is. It's like caffeine. It's anything. It's still going to raise your blood pressure. And it.
So caffeine can be addictive.
Caffeine can be addictive. But the studies are when you combine it. A lot of people are combining caffeine and they're combining nicotine and then alcohol, but just combining caffeine and nicotine.
You had some numbers for us.
We do. We have some numbers. This is concerning how much this has taken off. And if it's there's still more studies that need to happen. But some things are happening that are alarming and we don't have enough to go on to know whether this is going to be harmful or not. It already has been harmful. I think we're up to, is it six mm-hmm. deaths now? It could be higher. Mm-hmm. The facts between 18 and 24-year-olds are three times more likely than average to use e-cigarettes, similar vaping products, and adults between 25 and 34 are twice as likely. The age gap is especially prevalent, this says, in Minnesota.
That's probably
that was in 17, but let me read this. They have, let me see where I can find it here. How much the statistics, okay, we have 30% of 12th graders who use the products on a regular basis.
12th graders.
Uh-huh. One school in Alabama had to take the doors off the bathroom stalls because there were so many in there that were vaping at school, so many students. So, and like you said, they can keep it in their pocket. Mm-hmm. But it's nicotine, nicotine, nicotine all day long, which we did. We had smokers that were, we called them chain smokers back then.
Oh, yeah.
So
I knew which bathroom not to go into at school. Yeah. We're just saying.
Right. It was a cloud when you walked.
Well, and it wasn't always never mind. Yeah. A little wild wood weed in there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're adding different things.
And they're putting that stuff in there. Yeah.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
Chemicals. Oh, yeah. But when they're heated up a certain way, or they have to change them to be able to do them, that's where they're having the problem. For instance, which vitamin E, like I said, vitamin E is great for you.
It kind of gives you energy, right?
Vitamin E?
Is
yeah,
that and
it's
vitamin
great
E?
For your immune system.
No, vitamin B is the one that gives you
energy. Vitamin
yeah.
B will
yeah,
give sorry, you. Yeah. But when they put it in the marijuana, in the vaping devices, they think that might where have been some of the issues.
Okay.
So something that could be good has been changed to something that couldn't.
Isn't that that way mm-hmm. in excess of really about anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see that as being like a door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starts off innocent. That's how the devil, he's not going to get you to, you know, start off with heroin. He's going to get you to start off with something that, oh, this won't hurt you.
You know, isn't that the very first thing he used with Eve?
That's right.
This tree will not hurt you.
It won't hurt
That's
you.
That's true.
Isn't that
something? And so when you take that step, it's like the vaping cigarettes, what have you, that doesn't have any nicotine in it, but you get in the habit of smoke.
Yeah.
So you're getting that in your spirit. And so you start smoking that. Then all of a sudden you see somebody, he's cooler than you are. So you, hey, put a little of this in it and you take the next step and the next step and the next step. I've seen a lot of guys start off with marijuana and ended up on hard drugs. Marijuana was kind of innocent to us back then when I was in school. And, you know, it didn't make you sick or anything, gave you a little buzz, what have you. But then guys who got into that, it's like the high wasn't good enough. So now I want to get something
next
else.
Level.
Yeah.
Take it to the next.
You see, so the flesh is never satisfied.
Right.
I got you.
So I see it as a door that the enemy uses.
Okay, a lot of questions, and there are a lot of you watching us tonight. We're so grateful. Patty says, addiction to vices of any kind is just a cover-up of a deeper problem. The addiction is not the root. The addiction can be broken off, but you have to deal with the root to be completely free.
That's true.
It makes sense, yes.
Like, is there something going on in the body, a deficiency that is causing it? For instance, stress. Why are you stressed? You know, are you lacking B12?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a reason, including if you have any digestive issues. The gut has a lot. It does.
Yeah.
Causes a lot of issues.
What have you been freed from? What's something that used to have like a more of a stronghold on you that you don't have? You guys got anything
sugar.
Like that? Sugar?
Sugar. It was, you know, until I really started researching it.
Sugar's good, though, isn't it?
We really like it.
It's not.
My husband's been on keto, so we really get the sugar thing,
and it can be addictive, too.
And
it really can.
Oh, yes,
oh,
it can.
Very addictive.
Very addictive.
Yeah. So there are many addictions.
Yeah.
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 And there's food addictions.
This is akin to cocaine.
I mean, you know, food.
They say sugar. They say that this, the chemical makeup of sugar is akin to cocaine. It's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at
they've done rats and put them on cocaine, put them on sugar. Mm-hmm. They'll leave the cocaine and go to the sugar because it causes the same thing in
the
brain.
Same thing, yeah.
It does. I know in infants, when they have procedures and stuff, the doctors would give them sugar water.
That's
water.
True.
Exactly.
And because as an infant, in their body, in the way it's made up, it just relaxes their body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you would think it would have the opposite effect, but it doesn't.
So here's a text question. Why are we prone to addictions? Could it be we've lost our sense of personal identity? Why are we? No, seriously, you guys are like hitting your hands.
I think
it's the flesh.
Okay, explain what you mean by it's the flesh.
Well, okay, but we're prone to it from the garden, from the time Eve succumbed.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere with this. This will be a help.
This
Go
is
ahead.
From the beginning, because once Eve gave in to what the serpent was, the devil was dangling. Now she pulled away from God. Adam, who should have said, no.
Right.
That's right.
Don't do that. He didn't protect her. He said, she didn't drop dead. Okay, so now I'll take a piece too. But she did. He waited to see because he said, and her husband was with her. So, you know, everybody blames it on Eve, but he was there.
You know what the deal is? Here's the deal.
The deal.
She changed the words of her covenant. In their covenant, it says, don't eat the fruit of that tree.
Right, she did.
And she said, we're not to even touch it.
So it had nothing
so I guarantee you one of them put their hand on it one day or something, and that gave
nothing happened.
So that was that open door.
It's open
door. Yes, you opened the door. Right. And so
now I'm speculating. The Bible doesn't say that
one of them touched it. But you know,
but once when you change the word, sin, when you change the word of your covenant,
that's right.
Yes. But once we were open to sin, then you're open to everything. You're open, prone to addictions because there's a devil.
Yeah.
And this is of the world, and there's flesh. And your flesh is your soul. Brother Tupin talks about that.
Tell me about that.
When your soul is in charge, your mind, will, and emotion.
Right.
If the soul is in charge, the flesh is going to do whatever the soul wants. And that's where all that lust comes in, which lust is not just sex. Lust is anything that's pulling at you. So if your spirit is in charge and you've been renewed in your mind, then your flesh will do what your spirit is telling you to do. It depends on who's in charge, who you allow to be in charge.
Yeah. Well, you have a decision. See, you have an opportunity. You can. The Bible says there's no condemnation for them that walk not after
the flesh. And we're not condemning anybody tonight.
No condemnation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Condemnation,
finish it up.
Not the topic. Condemnation is, what are we walking after? Walking not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Yes.
So when we make the decision to walk after the spirit, how are you going to walk after the spirit? You have to walk in the word, because the word feeds your spirit. When we make the decision that I'm walking in the spirit, you know, who was that that had, they had a habit, a bad habit. It was drinking, whatever it was. Every time they did it, they would say, praise God, I don't have to do this. The Spirit of God is working in me.
Right.
I think that was
Keith Moore told that guy that had six.
Yeah, but there was somebody else that
What's
her name? A lady.
But he told him with Romans 8,
exactly right.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me
free
from the law of sin and death. So he told him, every time you take a cigarette, say, I'm free.
Yeah.
So now, he got free.
He got free.
Will that work with sugar?
Sure. You bet. Because you're choosing what's coming out of your mouth, it will soon, your body will
You have
line
to
up.
Add your faith to whatever you're saying.
There you go.
So when you add faith, and you have the faith to change.
That's right.
Lord, you're going to help me change, I'm adding my faith to that. That's how that changes.
The real you's already changed.
If you're born again. Changed.
Exactly. But see, you would get into feelings.
Yes.
Faith has nothing to do with feelings.
That's right.
No.
Faith has something to do with decision. And the Word of God is the power that can help us overcome. You can believe all you want, but if you don't have the power to overcome it, you need to get in the Word. The Word is where the power is.
That's right.
It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So if you feed on the Word, you still may have those desires, but you continue to feed on the Word and confess what the Word says.
Yes.
Just saying it won't get it. You got to get it in your spirit, because you have to say what you, as a result of what you believe, that's where the power is.
Okay. I want to play a clip. How to renew your mind to the Word of God, what we're talking about right now. Mm. From Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from the Daily Program. It'll change your will by renewing your mind. And it says this, your soul is made up of your mind, will, and your emotion. Your will is the most powerful part of your being, and your will has the power to stop the will of God in your life. You can change your will at will. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland right now.
Even as your soul prospers. Now, your soul is your will. The will is so important, vitally important. Your will, my will, has the power to stop the will of God in our lives. And God will not overturn your will.
Now, is your soul is your mind,
your will,
and your emotions.
But the most powerful part of that is your will. You can change your will at will.
But the mind comes first, because you don't know to do that.
Yeah, but you have to renew the mind to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, But I want to center up here on the will right now. My will. What is God's will? I can't do much about my will, about changing it and so forth, but until I renew my mind. My mind. I have to renew the intellectual part of me, the intellectual part of you, the part of us that contacts this intellectual world. Your body contacts the natural physical world, and your spirit
the scripture says, is the candle of the Lord. It is the entrance of his word bringeth light.
Right.
That's the main part of it. It is not body, mind, and spirit. It is spirit, soul, and body. The spirit and the soul are not the same.
No.
The spirit man is the real you. And that's what's born again. Your soul is inside your spirit. And your spirit and your soul live in your physical body.
And that is so good because that is true. If you're born again, well, whether you're born again or not, you have a spirit.
That's right.
And your spirits are not made alive if you're not born again. But if you're born again, meaning you believe in Jesus Christ, you made him Lord of your life, you've confessed him, you've confessed your sins, he's come into you, then your spirit man should be in control. And that's the process of getting our spirit man in control. You made an analogy about your flesh a while ago. I could, and I won't do it because you're bigger, stronger, and faster than me. I could take this hand and thump you right upside the head as hard as I can. Or I could take this hand and lay it on you and bless you. The hand had no choice. This is just doing what it was told.
Right.
One's being of the flesh and one is being led by the Spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about today. Listen, I see so many of you are sending me comments that it's helping your husband. It's helping this. I get that. That's fine. Well, I think what we're trying to talk about is don't start it at all if you're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially children.
Because exactly.
The problems we're seeing, Michelle, doctor, is the children.
That's definitely right. Younger.
Because of the strength and concentration of it.
Right.
Right.
So here's a thing here. This came in. It's a text. My husband used to smoke regular cigarettes, and the only way he could get off of them was using an e-cig. When he goes too long without smoking it, withdrawal demeanor is a lot more manageable than when he used to smoke cigarettes. My point is that while vaping is not a good thing, capital letters not, it is the only thing that's helped my husband move in the direction of getting it off of it at all. That's great.
Yeah.
But see, he was using it in a way that helped him.
Right.
And that's, we're not coming against what helped you. If that's what helped you, that's one thing. We're talking about the children, the younger people who are getting into this now because it's a thing.
That's right.
And now they're using this thing in it and they're using that thing in it. The people that have used that as e-cigs to get off are not the ones using the nicotine in it.
Most of the questions that came in had to do with children. They're shocked to find out their kids have been doing this. And so what do you do when your kids, you find out about your kids vaping? What do you do about it? Well, do your friends do that? If so, why? Have you ever been interested in it? These are the things you're talking to them about.
Right.
Why do you talk to them? Why do you think people do this? How often do you think you make decisions and habits based upon other people around you? You know, my mother used to say, if everybody jumps off the cliff, are you going to jump off?
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
You're going to jump off the house.
You know?
So, you know, that kind of thing. But one of the things that you can do, you have more power than you think you do. Talk to your kids.
Really
and observe.
And you are responsible.
It. Yeah.
The word it talks about, you are responsible.
Well, we're at the place where we have to bring it up with the kids.
Yeah.
You're not you can't wait till you know that they're doing something. You have to go, hey, we know that this goes on in school. What's going on with your friends?
Yeah.
Well, I know schools are marketing things. You know, they have signs, posters. They have zero tolerance policies where that's concerned. And so I know that from that end of it, they're saying this is not, they're not even legally of age to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that doesn't mean they're not going to get access to it.
That's exactly
and so, and here's the other thing that's astounding about this. Look at the marketing on it. Just the flavors alone are, you know, that target age is not your husband. The target age is going to be your son or your grandchildren because it's things like Fruit Loops and
mango
peach and all of that.
So, Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I mean, literally cereal flavors. And so, when you're looking at the whole big picture, it is the enemy trying to derail the future of your children.
Absolutely.
And that is what we have to be aware of and be alert to.
Right.
Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Heidi has here's your question, Heidi. How does someone stop smoking who has smoked since they were young? then went to chewing tobacco, and then now back to cigarettes? How do they get free from it?
Romans 8, 2.
Amen.
Okay, what does it say?
That the law of the Spirit, first Romans 8, 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. And that is something I remember hearing Keith Moore talking about it. This man could not stop, could not stop, could not stop. Right. And he kept going, Brother Keith, I cried. I tried. I tried. I keep doing it. And he says, will you listen to what I'm saying? And he said, but I tried, but I tried. He said, will you do what I asked you? I'm just going to ask you to do one thing. When you go home and you pick up a cigarette, quote that scripture, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Every puff you take, the law of the Spirit of Christ has made me free. I'm free from this.
Okay,
I'm free.
Now, we're talking about cigarettes, and that's the example you're using. But does that work? Because we're getting other questions here about other types of addiction.
Absolutely.
Does that work with other addiction as well?
It's not going to just work with cigarettes. It's going to work with other
things. Because it's the word.
It's the word.
That's the
key.
It's
the word. And it's the thing. In the first clip, with Brother Copeland talked about it, and he said he took that. Remember, he talked about the coffee because he was so into the coffee, but it was bothering his bones. So he said he put it there, took communion, and said, with the help of the Lord, I have no more need of you, and pushed it away. You were taking authority and you physically did something so you see what you're doing. And he was able to get rid of the coffee that way. Mm-hmm. But that other guy kept smoking. But then one day he picked it up and he said, I don't even need this. And that was done. Ran back to Brother Keith and said, I don't smoke. I'm free. He said, so if you stop smoking, no, yes, I'm free. But he had to keep doing that, mm-hmm. speaking that word over it. The word is going to free you.
That's right.
Most of the times, even we as Christians don't take the word so serious.
Yeah.
We go like, oh, I had to do this.
Now that you're not saying that a person who smokes is not a Christian.
I'm saying as Christians, we don't. Because he could be a Christian, but we don't even realize that the word is real.
Amen.
And that you could take that word and get that rid of that addiction, whatever it
Anything.
Is. Whether it's porn, whether it's on your computer, or it's cigarettes, or it's something else, you can get rid of that.
Exactly.
That's just
saying that darkness has more power than the light.
Yeah. Right.
So you're convinced that the darkness or the evil of it has more power than the light of the word.
Exactly, Mr.
So you cannot agree with the dark. You have to become in tune with what the word, the light, and what the revelation of that word says.
Right.
Absolutely.
And these people want to. They already have the want.
Yeah.
So the grain of mustard seed of faith coupled with the word and speaking it out is going to change things. It works. Mm.
You know what messes up people? Because they see they go to the churches that say, all right, throw your cigarettes up here. Everybody throws them up to the in there. It throws them up on the thing.
Yeah.
And they are telling them, you're delivered. No, you're not.
No.
A lot of times you're not. Most so then when you walk out of there, they think they failed.
Yes, right.
And they didn't
and
fail because nobody
in.
Told them to take that word and apply it. That's they right. just went and did an act in there. And That's everybody good. Threw the cigarettes and then ran outside and went. They got
we all
the
burned our records, too. Remember when
that was the record time, yes. And we all had to throw away the records.
Because you'd play them backwards and hear stuff.
Yes. So. Yes, backwards.
You're dating yourself.
I know. That's showing your age.
We were all into that for a while, playing our records backwards to hear.
She's younger than all of us.
Anyway, let's move on. Okay, here's one. This person is obviously in the health industry.
Okay.
Says because they said, I had a patient. I had a patient this week, 10 years old, vaping.
Oh, Lord.
And I had to, by law or whatever, had notify the parent that the mom was devastated that this son of hers was doing this in hiding.
So they don't know.
So what do we do?
You've got to have a relationship with your children.
That's
and
right.
that does not mean it's by osmosis.
No.
And we do that. And I'm saying that as a parent. You can't just think that your car ride to school or is a relationship. You have got to sit down, build that relationship, and talk about these things openly, because if you don't, someone will.
That's right.
And that is the point.
The wrong ones. Yeah, right. Yeah. One of the things that we've done is we have, you have it especially, a code word.
I do.
And so the kids know the code word. And that means you call and say, and I would almost say, I'm not going to say
the word. Don't
say it. Say, and for example, our daughter calls and says the code word to her. Mm-hmm. That means we're coming to get you right now. You will not be in trouble.
And there's no condemnation.
There's no condemnation. There's no consequences right now. We're going to get you safe. Then we're going to talk when things calm down. The next day. And so we've made a vow, a covenant. We'll talk about it tomorrow. The main thing is get you safe. And all she has to do is call and say, hey, da-da-da-da, and say the word.
Yep.
And that word is the code for us. Get me out now. Get me. Mm-hmm. I need help.
Help me.
Help me.
I'm in.
Yeah, the temptations.
Let me give you an example of how that's so important. Relationship with your children is critical. We homeschooled for a while. Now, I come from a very high educated family. I didn't believe in homeschooling. I thought, you know, they don't take it seriously, what have you. But then I started researching it. Mm-hmm. And I found out that private school students do better than public school students. But homeschool students test better than private school students.
This is true.
So when I saw that, I thought, well, that's a pretty good deal. So we homeschooled our son for a while. Well, when you homeschool, you're interacting with them. The relationship is different. Mm-hmm. And I remember we went to this homeschool function, and the parents were there and the children were there. And I noticed that the children were so well behaved. Nobody had to tell Sally or Johnny to quit throwing spitballs or quit running around. They were all mannerly and interacting with adults. So I realized that it was opportunity for relationship with adults. Therefore, those students feel very comfortable with grown people. Yeah. My son today, he's in the ministry, but never had problems with him because we homeschool. Mm-hmm. And so I knew what was going on in his life.
Right.
So you don't have to homeschool to have that relationship, is my point.
No, I threatened.
You can spend
time. You used homeschool as a threat?
No, I didn't use homeschool as a threat. I threatened. I was divorced and I had two kids.
Okay.
And my son was growing and he's way taller than me. And I decided, oh, no. You see, I'm in charge here.
Amen.
I'm in charge.
Right.
And, you know, kids will test you.
Sure.
Right. Sure.
He bucked up to me once. I thought, this kid has lost his mind. So I put him in the floor, put my knee in his chest. We never had a problem. We had no problem. I never had. He went into the military. He's getting ready to retire. But we didn't have no problems.
That's right.
Because I said.
So the New Yorker said that.
The New Yorker showed up. The New Yorker with the West Indian background. It's just a real bad combination. But it showed up because I said, I'm not going to jail to pick you up.
Right.
I will not do that. So I had to do, but even now he and I talk because he has kids.
Right.
And what's happening now is not what was happening when he was growing up. Kids in the elementary, middle school age are getting into porn.
Right.
Besides this Juul right. and everything right. else, they're into porn because it's on their phones and they all have one.
Yeah, at the age
the
of
word like tells that. You how to train up a child.
That's right.
Okay.
Train him up in the way that he should go when he was old, he will not depart from it. So, you know, the Bible says, spare not the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you beat the child, but you spank the child. Spanking is a godly thing. That's a loving thing.
And so, my dad used to say that to me all the time. Yeah, I love you. I'm like, right. Let me love you back. Can I love you for a while?
And then, what's
he say this? This hurts me
more than it hurts you.
Oh, really?
And I said,
I don't see how.
I said some choice words. Oh, right. No way. You know.
But look how you.
And then it
out.
Got worse.
But look how you turned out.
Oh, Lord, help.
Look, we've got parents that are
the
working
word
and they're busy and they don't have time for that relationship. And it is about a relationship.
It is.
Like we can go to church, but if we don't have a relationship with the Father God, it's totally different.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Here's a text. What about the temple of the Holy Spirit? I think it's very important for everyone to know who they are in Christ. This makes it easier to resist.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It does. Know who you are.
Once you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and you start really getting the revelation and you realize that, you're going to think twice about doing something that will offend the Holy Spirit because you know he's in there. Now, he'll be in there. He's a perfect gentleman. He'll just be quiet.
Even if you have a donut.
That's right. He'll let you have a donut. Or he'll let you do anything else. Because he's a perfect gentleman.
No, it was not a confession.
I was asking.
No donuts.
But see, I like what you said about having that relationship.
That's right.
With the children. Because my grandchildren just got off of a month of punishment.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
A month.
Well, it was something that was repeated. And so then the father said, that's it. The month of September, no phones, no phone, no TV, it was no nothing. And even when they get in the car, you know, they have the little videos and couldn't watch that. So my daughter-in-law tortured them with Hallmark movies. just tortured the kids.
We love you, Hallmark.
But it got to the point where
you're
wanting
a lot of friends tonight.
But in that month's time, because they just got everything back last weekend. In that month's time, they ended up playing family games. Mm-hmm. And the oldest one said, well, I don't know if we want to go back because are we going to still play games? So you see, it brought them together in a different way.
Yeah.
And that also opens up. He's had new rules for eating dinner. Mm-hmm. We all talk about what's going on.
Talk to the people that are here. That's what I would say.
Yes, and I said, well, you and your wife need to get rid of your phone at the table too. But you know, because everybody does.
So what are some indicators of something having control in your life? Give me some symptoms I can look at for me.
Can't do without it.
Yeah.
Like what?
Think about it all the time. Can't do without it. Physically, you could sweat. You could get sick to your stomach.
You could get bringing the medical part in there.
Yeah.
You know if you can't do without it. Your flesh will tell
you'll
you. You'll
shake.
Flesh cries out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. You'll think about it all the time. Yeah. It won't leave you alone. Right. It'll poke you.
Yeah, it will. Talk about punishment. The worst punishment that I got when I was growing up, because football, I was addicted to football. And my dad, you know, was an athlete, and we lived next to my head coach, okay? My father had this thing about being home in time for dinner. Well, I go out playing sound like ball and doing stuff, you know, as a little kid, and one day I missed dinner, okay? Dad wasn't there. When he got home, my mother told him that I missed dinner. You know what he did? He said, you're not playing this week. And I was on the varsity football team. You're not going to play. You talk about eating
you. That's devastating.
That's the worst punishment I ever got in my life. My mother was an enforcer. She almost beat you, okay? Because her father was a tough man. She had the spirit about her. Sweet lady, but boy, she could use the whip. But that punishment, we were one game away from playing the championship game, and my dad pulled me from the game and would not let me play. I had to face all my teammates.
Tell them
I can't play. They're looking at me saying, you know,
why?
Jim, why?
Dude,
you know,
we need you.
Couldn't play. That ate me up. I never made that mistake.
All right, let me get to some of these. Your questions, comments, and listen, we're taking them. This program, this was your idea. So tell me what other things you'd like to talk about in the weeks to come. Ask Home Group at govictory.com, 682-302-1301. Or if you're on Facebook, just go ahead and type the question. And thousands of you are watching us tonight. I want to thank you. Here we go. Mandy, flavors are not to target kids. Okay. Adults like flavors too. After 20 plus years of smoking, I only use tobacco flavors for a week. Now I use banana bread and strawberry cheesecake. Okay.
Good. Sure. As long as it's healthy.
Good. Okay. I wonder if they got pumpkin
spice.
But
what spice. Are the long-term effects? We still don't know what the long-term effects are going to be.
I get that. Okay, so Doc, here's your question. This is a text question. You talked about sugar being bad. Is a natural sweetener like stevia okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It metabolizes different in the system. So stevia is very good for you.
Yeah, it is.
Will help you lose weight. It just metabolizes different. Yes, you can have it.
We're going to make sweet tea a different way.
And stevia is artificial.
Yeah.
It's a natural sweetener.
It's not natural. Artificial.
I got new sweet tea coming.
That's right.
Okay, let's see here.
South, just use
here's
stevia.
A text. And this one, I really want to get to this one. And it's highlighted here. And thank you for your honesty. Here we go. I am in high school. I'm a high school student. I see a lot of kids vaping in the bathroom. I have classes with these people, and some of them look very sad or monotonous most of the time. How do I help them? How do I show them Jesus without being condemning to my friends?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
That is a wise young person.
Yeah. And he's showing love already.
Right.
in how he mm-hmm. phrased
it. Well, let me play a clip for you.
Okay.
And I think maybe this will help you.
Love.
Right. It's a clip number 5. And this man is good friends with this ministry. And he is, I don't know how to describe Todd. Todd, if you've never met Todd White, watch him sometime. He's very good friends with Brother Copeland. And he has a ministry to this generation that is real and authentic.
Because he's come out of all of it.
It's called Lifestyle Christianity.
Yeah.
How can we have wisdom with our bodies and what we put in our bodies? And we can crush addiction by the love of Jesus, Todd White.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with all kinds of people in the hospital right now that are in that place of guilt, shame, and condemnation, crushing themselves because they're the reason their baby's shaking. And that's not where we want to go with this thing. There is hope. His name is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus wouldn't say, how dare you do this? And see, when I even share about the baby we're adopting, addiction in your city is horrible, okay? I've never seen a heroin addiction like I've seen in this area, ever. But we can crush this by the love of Jesus and the reality of you guys seeing and understanding who you are, so that when you come upon this, you don't say, oh man, there's another one. That's not what we have. We don't have, oh, there's another one. We have Jesus. We have truth. We have the Spirit of grace and truth upon our life. We can bring hope to a lost and dying world, but you have to be equipped to know who you are so that you can know the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Because we're not here so we can condemn people or crush people or beat them up or saying you're bad and you're twisted and you're this and you're that. We're here to say there's hope. His name is Jesus. Look in my eyes. Do you see him there? And sharing the reality of who Jesus is.
Sharing the reality of who Jesus is.
That is the answer for that high school student. Love them.
For everything.
Yeah, to love.
Love them.
Love them. Okay, we're taking your questions and comments and thoughts. And here's one that I want us to get to. Here's one, Diane, how do I break sugar addiction? Is it the same way as everything else?
Everything.
Same way as everything else. That's getting at the root of it. Let's get at the root.
Okay, so what is the root?
The root is that it's there's always going to be that chemical reaction in the body for any of this. But how we break it is always the word.
Brother
really,
Hagin.
To do it, yep. I mean, to cut that thing off, if you just want to really cut that thing off. Now, of course, there could be something wrong. They could be deficient in some way in their body, and it will cause them to crave those things. Mm-hmm. But to get it at the root, let's do the word.
The word
let's
is
cut it off at the root.
Yeah. I remember
then
Dad,
let's go and see what you're deficient.
Okay, Dad Hagin. So it doesn't hurt to find out.
Doesn't hurt to find out.
Chemical thing on you or whatever.
Yeah, blood work.
That is, they do. Blood work. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Dad Hagin used to talk about, well, he didn't do long fast. He would live a fasted life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if he felt like Dr. Pepper was mm-hmm. controlling him, he was craving it.
That's right.
He would do away from it until the cravings went away.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do that with anything.
Right.
Watching Western movies, whatever it was.
Exactly.
Anything that got control of him. Or wanted to control him, he would do this. Let me get to this text. Donna, thank you, Donna, for this comment. I was diagnosed with colon cancer. I'm so lost and afraid. I don't want to be in this body. I want to be numb. I'm not addicted to anything, but I want to go to the bar and get numb so I don't feel. I can't think about this any longer. I'm only 51, and no one has had this in my family. So why, Lord, me? I've never been a smoker, drugs, or anything. I need your prayers, please. Thank you, and God bless. Donna.
Oh. Word of God says the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
5 minutes, guys.
He doesn't care who it is. He doesn't care what your behavior has been, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get in, he will. But the answer to Donna is the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word...
See, I hear fear.
Yeah,
But I understand, because you're in pain.
Yes.
Yeah. But love casts out
shocked.
Fear. Perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get and walk in perfect love, Holy Spirit shed abroad in our hearts, but you got to feed on the Word that teaches you what love is. Brother Copeland talks about love in his book, The Blessing. There's a chapter on it, powerful. Powerful. That is the key. Walking in love is the key to overcome the enemy, because love casts out fear. When you're walking in perfect love, you cast out fear.
Cynthia, you got anything where she's concerned?
Yeah. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9, 10, and 11. And first I would say to you, Donna, why is not even the question.
Right.
It's just not even. Don't go there. Because the devil wants you to entertain that.
Exactly.
Why me? Why this? It wasn't in my family. That's irrelevant. What it is you have an attack on your body, and once you have an attack on your body, and you have to know how to fight it.
That's right.
I have to know how to fight that heart attack that attacked my husband 5 years ago. You attack it with the word.
Amen.
And this word is for you. And this is in the King James, but I guess you can go anywhere. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, Jesus, and given him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Cancer is a name in the earth.
That's right.
That thing must bow its knee.
Right. Yes.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We command that thing to bow its knee
it.
In
right
the
now.
Name of
that
Jesus. We take authority over that. Donna, agree with us. We're agreeing with you.
Hallelujah.
We take authority over
Thank
that
you.
Thing,
yes.
over that now. Cancer. Cancer is a name, but the name of Jesus is above every name. Therefore, cancer, you bow your knee in Donna's house. In Donna's life, in her life, in her body, in that house that she lives in.
Yes.
Bow your knee.
Peace
and fear, go. You go fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
You don't need to go to a bar. You don't need to forget what's going on.
That's right.
You need to turn around and tell the devil, you get out. You don't get in my life. You don't stay in my life.
Amen.
Yes, you do what the doctors tell you. You take the medication. But in the name of Jesus, you take authority over that thing that's attacking you because it has no right. It has no place in you. And you call this ministry. We will pray with you.
Believe me, the prayer team has this and they'll be praying for you. And all of you. We'll be praying for all of you.
Yes.
Quick thoughts. We're about to go off.
It's a lot of thoughts, but just Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
He's Lord in every situation. He's Lord in everything. He's Lord in your parenting. Ask God for wisdom because He's going to give it to you in every situation.
A good doctor?
I guess, you know, Jesus is coming very soon. We all know that. And what do we do to prepare? Bride prepares. And so prepare. Be ready.
Back every problem with the Word of God.
That's
every
right.
problem with the Word of God. I like it. Final thoughts. Here we go. As a parent, you're probably already aware that while you can do your best to protect your kids, you can only do so much. You simply cannot control everything that happens to them. You can't make their decisions for them. They'll probably go through some temptations and trials, which you have no knowledge of. Some far more troubling than vaping. That's the scary truth. Mm. But it comes with another truth just as real and immensely encouraging, that God knows everything that is going on with your kids, and He's actively engaged in their lives, whether you recognize His presence or not. He knows them, He loves them, and also wants the best for them.
Amen.
As parents, our task in all of this is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He leads and guide our children into deeper knowledge and relationship with Him, learning to live from our spirit man. Guys, thank you so much for being part of this tonight. Thank you for being part of this. And we will see you Sunday morning, Faith Foundations at 10 Eastern. And then Pastor George is right behind that. But we'll be back next Wednesday night. Here we go. Know this, that God loves you and we love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
We'll see you next week.
Coming up.